opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way out to the vet this morning to pick up Odina, the Wonder Horse. Yes, she was getting her other pair of shoes, another pair of shoes, x-rays and all that. And she will be back, hopefully, to full strength here very soon. So today, November 3rd, Friday. Yes, it's Friday. 7:05 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center and Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Well, you should be just all your blood rushing and everything, running into work this morning.
Oh, yeah. I was having a wonderful exercise morning.
Did you have to dodge any strange things on the street?
Oh, yeah, that was... People was just, like, looking at me weird, you know, because I was walking not with the trash garbage on my back, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, today it's going to be sunny with a high near 79 and maybe a 30% chance of showers tonight. Tomorrow, 40% chance of showers after 11 a.m. So that's after the big parade down in the city of Shasta Lake. And showers likely Saturday night and Sunday, a 40% chance of showers Sunday night. Showers likely, showers on Monday, Tuesday. However, Wednesday is going to be sunny with a high near 62. It's going to be in the 60s all this weekend and next week. Tomorrow, 72. So just get ready. It's fall weather. It's time. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated business, a family business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have other payment plans there. And it's getting chillier. You probably want your propane. It's a veteran-owned business, my friends, and they are just really great people. They do treat their customers as friends. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And with us is Katrina and Billy? Willie?
William.
William.
Formal here.
Yeah, but let me tell you, William is more like a Willie.
He kind of is.
He's a cute dog.
He is. He's very exuberant.
Exuberant. That's the right word I was looking for.
He's super cute. I think he's about 4 years old, and he is a pit mix. He's a black and white pity, but he's more white with, like, the black splotches. He kind of looks like a cow. That's what he makes me think of, like a dairy cow if you think of their coats. And he's definitely more of, like, I would say a medium-sized pit. He's not a very big dog.
He's not a very big dog.
He's not. He's about 40, 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Around there.
Yeah.
But he's super friendly. Like, right when you walked up to him, he was so excited.
He is super friendly. Comes over and sits... With, you know, he just sit down with his back to me and let me just rub his ears and his chest, and he's just happy, licking my hand. Oh, yeah, I love this. I love attention.
That's him all the time. He loves meeting people, loves attention. He's definitely a little ball of energy. He wants a nice yard to run around in, for sure, to get all his zoomies out.
Yeah.
But he's also a very cuddly dog, so he's a very good mix of that. Energetic, wants to play, wants to get out, but also I think would really enjoy curling up with you on the couch at the end of the day.
I think he'd be a real, I think he'd be a real love. Because he's up there right now just wanting to be loved on and all this. And likes attention, and he's licking your sweatshirt. Because that's the only it's the only thing you can lick is your sweatshirt right now. So,
being silly.
So he's about 4 years old,
yes.
You think?
That's what we think. Because he did come in as a stray, so we don't know anything about his background, of course.
Yeah.
But he's done really good with other dogs at the shelter. So I think he would do great in a home with a little dog friend to get to run around with. And he's done really good meeting all sorts of people. He's been taken to PetSmart a few times because we do adoptions there throughout the week.
Yeah.
And he's done really great in that environment, too, of being in a store and having a lot of people come up to him. He really loves it.
He does. He's just looking for, looking for love in all the right places is, is William. And, you don't have to stick with William. You could probably, I'd call him Willie.
Willie. Yeah, we've only had him for about a month, so he's definitely not, glued to the name.
You can name him Oreo.
You could. That would be very fitting for him, for sure.
Well, okay. William needs a good home, and he would be good with family, I would think.
Oh, definitely.
And you said he gets along with other dogs.
He does.
Okay. Well, you might already have a dog in the family and bring them down, let them meet each other. And, you know, William would just say, let's play. But he needs some room, so either you take him for long walks or you let him out in your backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And love it.
And he's a big enough dog if he barks, and I haven't heard him bark, that it's, you know, you also have a dog in your house. If somebody's fooling around with your house, they hear a bark. It's not like, yip, 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 yip. It'd
be
like
definitely
a bark, bark,
an
bark.
Alarm system.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is a good little dog.
He's fantastic.
Every one of the dogs you bring in are good.
It's so true. We don't have bad dogs.
You don't have bad dogs.
No.
And you've got a lot of them.
We have very, very many dogs. This is true.
Do you have any, like, puppies or anything like that?
Yeah, we actually do have some puppies right now.
Oh, okay.
We do get puppies frequently, I would say. It's typically, you know, large breed puppies, like shepherd puppies or pit puppies or lab, that sort of thing. I know right now we do have some lab puppies, and we also have some shepherd puppies as well.
Lab and shepherd puppies.
Yeah.
Whoa. You already have a dog? Christine already has a dog.
Ready for one more?
Yeah, you could have a labby. Yeah, they're labs are.
I have a golden retriever, and lab will be a nice combination.
You have a what? Yeah,
a golden retriever.
You do?
Oh. Yeah, so it'll be nice.
Wow! Wow, those are nice
dogs.
They're always happy. I've never seen an unhappy golden retriever.
Sometimes too happy.
They walk around with things in their mouths.
Yep.
Yeah. No, they'll, you know, here, let me carry my toy around all day because that's what I do. And so, okay, anything else going on?
We don't have any special events going on right now. The biggest change is we do a Wednesday vaccine clinic, and starting this month, starting on November 1st, it is now at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. It used to be in the morning, but going from now until May, our vaccine clinic on Wednesdays will be at 2 o'clock. So definitely if you're trying to come in and get vaccines for your animals, do not come first thing in the morning. You'll need to come in the afternoon for that.
And if you can put your dog on a leash, but cats have to be in a carrier.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And William, Willie, good luck. He's a good dog. How much does it cost for him?
For William, actually, it is $25 to adopt.
If somebody adopts William, we'll pay the $25 right here from Free Fire Radio. And we've done that before. And actually, you got a check and everything. So, Willie won't cost you a dollar. And he comes neutered, chipped, what else? Shot, vaccines?
All of it.
He's got it all. And now, what's he doing? Oh, I thought he was rolling around on the floor.
He was shaking.
Oh, I thought he was rolling around on the floor. Oh, yeah. Willie says, let's go. I'm ready to go see my rest of my fans.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Christina, for joining us today. And good luck, Willie.
Yeah.
William.
Thank you.
William the orange, even though he's not orange. I still like Oreo for a name. It's better than a cow name.
This is true.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
My soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my truck.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has strived to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Put your pedal to the metal and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $65,000 Big Bike Giveaway Swipe to Win Drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries and other instant prizes. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Mark those calendars for the final drawing on October 26th and November 30th for your chance to win cash or a Harley Davidson. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Local bank, local board of directors. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. So, things that are going on. It's kind of a slow news, except y'all know who Jeff Bezos is, the third richest man in the galaxy. Amazon founder, he's got a space shuttle company. Been in Seattle all this time since, 1994? Is moving to Miami, Florida. Says, well, my parents live there, and I just thought it'd be nice to move there. I'm sure it has nothing to do at all with the tax structure, and that Miami is a safer place to live, believe it or not, or in that area, than Seattle. He said he wants to be closer to his parents and his Cape Canaveral operations of Blue Origin, his space exploration company. The company based in Washington State develops rockets, rocket engines, and space capsules. So, moving to Florida, where there's no income tax, no state income tax. I wonder how many millions of dollars a year he saves just doing that. Now, I heard something yesterday that I found to be very interesting. As you know, statues have been taken down. They just, in fact, melted a secretly melted a statue of Robert E. Lee in Charlottesville. And made it into, they said they're going to make it into a statue that's diverse. So you think, okay, they're going after statues, going after history. What else? Well, they're going to rename birds. Yep. NPR had a story about how the American Ornithological Society is moving to rename any bird with a name associated with humans. That's right. Get ready to say goodbye to a lot of familiar bird names like Anna's Hummingbird, Gamble's Quail, Lewis's Woodpecker, Berwick's Wren, Bullock's Oriole, and more. They have vowed to change the English names of all birds currently named after people, along with any other bird names deemed offensive or exclusionary. I guess if it was the white hummingbird or the black wren or something like that, I guess they're getting their names changed. Names have power, and power can be good for the good or can be for the bad. The society's president said, "We want these names to be powerful in a really good way." And they want to come out as a broader effort to diversify birding, which is when you go out and you identify birds, and make it more welcoming to all races and backgrounds. I guess there were too many white birders. And so now Gamble's Quail, you know, I've heard of them forever. So now the other part on this is, they've also said, "We've come to understand there are certain names that have offensive or derogatory connotations that can cause pain to people. And it's important to change that, remove these as barriers to participation in the world of birds. And it's going to initially focus on 70 to 80 bird species that occur primarily in the United States and Canada, about 6 to 7% of the total species." The name, in other words, McCown's Longspur, which I have no idea what kind of bird that is, McCown's Longspur, was apparently offensive to some people, driving them out of the otherwise welcoming hobby. Irony of ironies, the Latin name used by the scientists for the bird will not change, and it returns the reference to McCown. So it's not going to be called McCown's Longspur anymore. It's going to be called the Thick-Billed Longspur. The Thick-Billed Longspur. It had been named for a Confederate General, John McCown. So, I guess I don't know how many birders are out there, and I'm not sure they would be driven away because you had a name like Gamble's Quail, which is a species of quail. So I guess they're going to just like start renaming bird species. At what point does it get to be a little strange? I think this is a little strange. I mean, if you had one called Hitler's Raven, you might, you know, the Hitler Raven, you might want to go for that. I don't think there's any ravens or birds or bugs named after Hitler that I know of. But the rest of these, just something else that is changing in society. What can I say? Mariah Carey had a song, "All I Want for Christmas Is You," and she's being sued for $20 million in a California court, alleging that that song infringed on a copyright a guy by the name of Andy Stone had. He was the lead vocalist of Vince Vann and the Valiants, co-wrote his song, also titled All I Want for Christmas Is You, in 1989. And he's accused Carrie and her team of copying his song's compositional structure, including lyrics from the song. And she first did this song in like 1994, but she does it a lot now. He claimed that Carrie and her team undoubtedly had access to his version of All I Want for Christmas due to its wide commercial and cultural success. It charted on the Billboard for years, and the band performed the song during an appearance at the White House in the spring of 1994, which is the same year that Carrie's song was released. Well, having gone through that copyright thing, Mariah, if it was like mine, have you, you know, I'm sure that you're never going to go to court over it, but somebody is, especially if you had some of the same lyrics from his song just transposed over the years. And it's become a big Christmas song for Mariah Carey. And these guys say we want our piece of it. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I've got a question I want you to ask Doug LaMalfa, but first I want to ask you, who is they and who gives they the right to rename things like that? Where does this come from?
This is from the... Wait, let me go back. Let me go back.
Go ahead.
There's the... the American Ornithological Society is renaming the birds.
Yeah, well, who are they? What makes them so special that they can do that?
I don't know if all the birds being named, any new birds or whatever comes through them. I don't know.
You have
a computer. Go look it up.
I'm commenting
on a story I read and one that I heard yesterday, and I looked it up, and sure enough, it is.
Okay, here's what I want you to ask Doug LaMalfa. This comes out of an article I just read. Iran attacks U.S. troops 28 times. Biden administration fails to seriously respond.
I saw that.
Yeah, well, would you figure out a tactful way to ask Doug LaMalfa his opinion on that?
That's one of the things we're going to talk about. The fact is the United States did launch strikes in Syria against Hezbollah, but I'll check with that.
Just two little ones. I wonder.
Well,
if
but they
even
still
aware
they still responded
on.
To it. The fact is that is America going to be drawn into this? I think we're already there. We got two aircraft carriers over there. We have a MEU of Marines, Marine Expeditionary Units, are over there in that direction. And the Israelis have encircled much of the Hamas forces. So we'll see what happens. Hezbollah has said they are not going to start fighting. So we'd have maybe a two-front war. And Iran keeps promising to destroy everybody.
So do you think we're ready for a war, in your expert opinion?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Oh, well, I hope it's not
now,
another...
How many, now,
Vietnam.
If something else happens in the world, then we're going to see how far... We'll see how far our military can do that. Like, is China going to kind of, like, start pushing the pressure up on Taiwan? On
like
the opposite side of the world. So, yeah.
Yes, well, things are looking pretty ugly. I think that 28 times they attacked our troops... Either we bring them home
and they were injured,
or we make a real forceful. Yeah. You can't do that anymore.
Yep. Yeah.
Have a great
let's just
day.
Get into another. Let's just get into a. You know what? This one right here is if you knew where they were launching from, I just strike it and strike it and strike it and strike it until make sure that you can't launch anything from that area.
You're a cold-blooded person. Wouldn't you give them a 2-week notice to get the civilians out of the way?
It didn't work with Israelis trying to get the Palestinians out of the way. Hamas wouldn't let them leave.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the whole thing over there is a mess. And the thing that really dumbfounds me is the amount of anti-Semitism you're seeing on campuses. You're seeing in other spots where if somebody says, you know, Hamas needs to be destroyed. I mean, this one liberal comedian has just been under attack since she said that.
Yes, I agree with you. You know, something I touched on my show Sunday is, in my opinion, when they attacked those civilians at that festival, Israel should have mounted a counterattack and kept going as best they can and gathered their troops and keep going instead of waiting for an international opinion and holding them back.
Nothing's going to hold Israelis back.
Well,
even though the Biden administration has asked for a pause. Not a ceasefire, but a pause, whatever that means. Anyway,
so
we got to run.
Thanks, Nick.
Got to go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more than the ins and outs of proper windshield repair than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for a couple of decades, and he has gone through all the schools. He is from the old school. He guarantees his work on your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He fixed a 10-inch crack in my windshield back in 2007, and you still can't see it. I mean, that's a long time for something to last like that. And that's the kind of work Jeff does. For a free inspection and analysis, bring in your vehicle, be it car, truck, or RV, to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You got to saddle up your boys. You've got to draw a hard line. When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bob. Linda's on her way down to the vet with the trailer. Pick up our horse today. Hopefully it's good news about Odina the Wonder Horse. I'm sure it is. She's been getting well for the last several months. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It's getting near Christmas. And trying to find that special piece of jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned and operated, been in our town for 30 years. They have a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They've got the only watch repairman in the whole area. Yeah, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, and the big riding events are starting, and we have with us NaNoWriMo.
Yay!
Jerry and Lee. What's NaNoWriMo?
NaNoWriMo stands for National Novel Writing Month, and it's a month-long writing challenge started in California and now has participants worldwide, and it's a month of dedicating yourself to committing to writing. No more excuses.
How many people do this, did you say?
Total, close to 500,000.
Close to 500,000 people mm-hmm. are in this program now.
Yes.
You know, so you can't just say I'm writing. You have to prove it.
Well, don't necessarily have to prove it. It's an honor system. But, you sign
if you
up.
You can't be honorable about that. What's left?
That's right. That's right.
Probably a shoplifter and cheat on your taxes and everything.
Don't go down that dark path. Come write with us.
That's right. So how does this work?
People go onto the website, NaNoWriMo.org, and they sign up. They say, yes, I'm going to write a novel. And they commit to writing 50,000 words during the month of November. And then other people, especially in our local region, kind of support each other, check in on each other, encourage each other.
It's kind of like having a gym buddy where you have this accountability buddy who says, hey, I'm writing, I'm working on something, I understand your struggles, let's work on this together. Because I know personally, if I don't have someone holding me accountable to my self-imposed deadlines, I don't believe the person who imposed them, and it's very easy to procrastinate. So having NaNoWriMo, having this deadline, having this goal, and having a community of authors supporting you from not just your local writing club but all around the world is super helpful in fulfilling your dreams.
Okay, now 50,000 words. How many pages is that?
It depends on the formatting on the book.
Well, I understand that, but is that like a novel, 50,000?
Yes. Okay. That's the minimum amount for a novel.
Okay.
For reference, the entire Lord of the Rings, all three books, was about 450,000 words. The first Harry Potter book was 93,000 words. So those are fantasy. They're a little bit on the longer side, but absolute minimum for a traditionally published novel would be about 50,000 words.
In fact, the founder of NaNoWriMo, Chris Batty, pulled the slimmest book off his bookshelf, which was A Brave New World, and did a rough count of words, and that's how we got to 50,000 words as the goal.
Oh, Brave New World by Huxley?
Yes.
Yeah, and it was only 50,000 words. Well, I had, when I was doing my thesis for my master's, my thesis committee chairman told me, he specifically set me down and told me that there had been a master's thesis that had been approved at Harvard, and it was only 18 pages long.
Oh, wow.
and I'm looking at him, and I said, so you're saying brevity is worth a lot? He goes, oh, yeah, because people have been handing him 50,000 word theses.
Yeah,
it's yeah. Long. So, mine was not 50,000. Okay, now, The
one of the things that we did want to talk about, because we were on about 3 weeks ago, we were talking about how Reading was making it onto the international stage.
Yes.
And how we were doing this thing called the Global Write-In Challenge. And for the first time, Reading was being represented in this Global Write-In Challenge. We had lots of people from all around the world, and I think in the two-hour time slot that we had like 50 or 60,000 words written amongst everybody who was just there to celebrate Reading.
So there were people
I see this, tens of thousands of words written in the name of Reading in just under 2 hours.
Yep, yes.
Wow. Yeah. Now, these are people, 63 people participated, and you call these things sprints.
Yes.
On that one.
Mm-hmm. So we'd set a timer for about 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and then everybody would focus on writing and then post their words, and we'd get to cheer people for how much they got done or support them if they struggled to get writing done, because sometimes it's...
Yay, chat, GPT.
No.
Boo. Yay, chat. Boo.
But it was nice. We had people on from 18 different states at least, and then as far away as India, the Netherlands, New Zealand, all getting to learn a little bit about Reading in between writing sprints.
There were a lot of people who are commenting, oh, I've been there and I love Reading. I haven't been there in a while. And others going, this is now added to my bucket list. Mm-hmm. This is so cool. I had no idea this gem was in California, that kind of thing.
It is a gem.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay. So that was something you did. Now, that it's GWIC, is that Global Writing?
Crawl.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the I store? I mean,
Write In.
Oh, Global Write In
Crawl.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a campaign over the first weekend of November.
Yeah.
That is specifically for NaNoWriMo people that has sprints going internationally constantly. And they have this train motif where we have different train stops all across the world. So we came from, I want to say it was like India, mm-hmm. and then the train left Reading and went to Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
So just... all sorts of
this
places.
This is all, of course, online. And
yes,
everybody
yes.
is on the website. And so everybody writes for 15 minutes here, mm-hmm. and then you go to Columbus, Ohio, and you write another 15 minutes.
No, it was 2 hours of sprints of about 15 minutes each.
Oh, I see. So it's 15 minutes, and you take a break. And
yep. Yes.
What happens during the break?
People chat about how things are going with their novel. We put together a whole online travel brochure with photos of things to do around Reading and our
That's
area.
Cool.
So we talked about how we have a lot of gold mining in our history and just mining in general, and the beautiful forests and waterfalls. And then there's a type of writing challenge that's called a Hydra, where everyone writes as much as possible. And if collectively we get enough words written, then we have together defeated the Hydra. So we integrated that with the Shasta Lake. Here's a beautiful picture of Shasta Lake and, you know, Shasta, Mount Shasta in the background. Oh, no, there's a Hydra. Let's go defeat it. And so it's all silly and fun.
But what it does is it helps people write.
Absolutely.
Yes, it does.
And that's
and
the bottom line,
to know
is
Reading.
Getting people out there to write.
Yes. And there is some silliness involved, because being a writer is being creative, and part of being creative is being silly.
Okay. So... what is a passport meaning?
Well, so this is my project, so I'm going to talk about it. We have gotten together with a lot of local coffee shops and hangouts and places that our authors can go to write, and they've agreed to stamp or autograph passports that our authors, participating authors, have. And so places like Old Shasta Coffee Company and From the Hearth, Taste and See, all of these places that are just great little hangouts to get some writing done, are participating just to encourage people to get out there. We're actually going to have a write-in this weekend. Mm-hmm. That our next one is tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Yes, from 4 to 6 at the Reading branch of the Shasta County Library.
Okay, so a write-in is different than a passport.
So the passport is something that you do by yourself. You can do it with other writers.
Okay.
But we have organized events where we all get together. So next Thursday, we talked with Haven Humane, and they have ramped up volunteers so we can do a little puppy parade as we're writing. I don't anticipate getting much writing done, but writing amongst their adoptable dogs is just going to be such a thrill, and I know a lot of our authors are really looking forward to that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then you've got a write-in tomorrow at the library.
Yes.
And then Riddick's.
Yes.
As an after party.
I only got to wear my Halloween costume once, so we're doing it as kind of a masquerade theme. So you can dress up in your Halloween costume or as a literary character. You can dress up as your main character. So however you wanted to do that. And then we're doing a little after party just to...
Can you still join NaNoWriMo?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's still going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It goes on all the time probably.
So it's throughout the entire month of November.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a novel in you, and everybody supposedly does...
Yes, that's right.
This is a good way to get with other people that's going to, you know, help encourage you and, you know, kind of you're running into roadblocks. You can talk to other authors who have been published and say, what do you do when you run into this?
Exactly.
What do you do?
Writing can be a very solitary thing, but it's good to get around other people who know what you're going through and who can support you through that or just cheer you on.
So. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we're coming back, and we're going to be talking about the Reading Writers Forum that's going on.
And too. The author fair coming
and
up
next
week.
And the author fair that's going to be around here. So this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, side-by-sides, skid steers, backhoes, you name it. Rent it for a day, lease it, or even better, buy one for your property. It's located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. They started in Reading. It was such a success that the young couple that owned it built another facility right down in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. You can reach them at 530-221-6800. Locally owned, locally operated. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back. Okay.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Kick off your Veterans Day weekend Thursday, November 9th, 6 p.m. Anderson VFW. Each dinner by Rock and Pea gets you a 1 in 500 chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Auction fundraiser with great prices including firearms by Shasta County Gun Owners, Chapter of California Rifle and Pistol Association. Tickets in Reading at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas or Jones Fort. Donate or volunteer, call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Reading.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
As a way to pay our respects and show gratitude to all the men and women who have served our country, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to invite you to join us for our Veterans Day special on Saturday, November 11th. Come in, relax, and let us serve you. Present your military ID and enjoy a free two-egg starter breakfast in Creekside and a free prime rib dinner in Seasons. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Reading, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Thought Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:50 in the morning here on the 3rd of November, Friday. Around 54 degrees out there. Tomorrow, the 30th annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade starts at 10 a.m. If you get there early, you can get breakfast up at the firehouse. Plenty of parking. It's a great parade. Well over 100 entries. Bands, horses, military vehicles, honoring veterans from every conflict. They're saluting our veterans in Shasta Lake, the city of Shasta Lake, put on by the Shasta Lake Lions. So, again, meet us out there. The Shasta County VSO is going to participate, and that's a veteran service officer office, participate in Operation Green Light in support of local veterans from November 6th through the 12th. And they're going to light up the Sundial Bridge from the on the 7th to the 10th. Light it up green. It's in support of our veterans. We're here with the Reading Writers Forum, not to be mistaken with the NaNoWriMo. This is a with Jen and Lee is still with us. And you're having an author's fair.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Getting closer there.
Okay, how's that?
Perfect.
Good.
Okay, now, tell us about the Authors Fair.
Well, it used to be an annual event. It started in 2004, but then COVID hit and things weren't too cool. And we just decided to bring it back since we just got going again as Writers Forum after COVID. And we're getting some wonderful results. It's we've got almost 25 authors from all over Northern California, not just the greater Reading Shasta County area.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be at the IOF Hall, the oldest brick building in Reading.
It's about a baseball toss down the road from right here.
Yeah, exactly.
We're at 1326 Market, so it's right down the road.
Yeah, 1504
here.
Market
yep.
is the front door.
Now, you just go in the front door there. Is it going to be upstairs? Or?
No, it's downstairs.
Downstairs.
They have been very generous with the loan of tables and chairs and all kinds of stuff. And I'm just really pleased. It's going to be so much fun. It's all kinds of subject matter, fantasy, action, adventure, murder mysteries, historical fiction, poetries, memoirs, and, ooh, Writing Roots has a yummy giveaway. What is it?
So we are going to be giving away bookworm stickers and bookworm pins for anyone who drops by the Aspen House booth, which is my company. So if you're listening, make sure you stop by and say hi.
And you get a what?
A pin and a sticker that both say bookworm on them, and it has a little dragon because a baby dragon is called a worm.
Oh, really?
Of course it does.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, we talk a lot about the fantasy spec fake world. So.
Yeah, well, I read a lot of Anne McCaffrey. Mm-hmm.
Now, is this going to be just like booze there, or will it be
at tables? The Art Hunger is having an art show right now.
Okay,
and so that'll be around surrounding us, and we gave them plenty of walk rooms. So if people mm-hmm. want to view the art, it's there. But it's also we have Writers Forum is having a giveaway on each. We're going to ask each author to donate a book, and then that will be up at the silent auction. And whoever wins it will probably get a whole bunch of really good books. I've got two I'm donating.
Okay.
So
now, these are all local authors. Have they all been published?
Or yes. Obviously, so, if they have books.
They are selling their published
right.
Novels. Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. And so it's people. Not just the people that are in your forum that may be writing books.
No,
these are
no.
published author, mm-hmm. authors. Okay.
But it's a perfect place. If you want to come and chat with an author, a published author, and, you know, oh, I've always wanted to write this story, but I've never had the – and this is a great place to talk to people of how do you get published, what did you do to get started in writing,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, and I have – go ahead.
If you're participating in NaNoWriMo and you want to know what your next steps would look like, if you wanted to pursue past that first draft and get it published – this is a huge conglomeration of people who have been through those trials. You can ask your questions or just enjoy some good old-fashioned entertainment.
Right. And I mean, NaNoWriMo, I got my first two novels started there.
Okay. So. And you've been published, obviously.
One, yeah, twice. Three times.
And
go
now,
for four.
Now, here's the thing is, you know, maybe you've written a novel or you've gotten mostly through it. This could be a good place to come down and say, what's my next step? How do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I just send, you know, make, you know, type this all up and send copies to many publishing houses or
not anymore?
Good luck.
I think what do they look? They look for like the first what?
Well,
five
pages the next step is to join Writers Forum,
mm-hmm.
and come to our monthly meetings the second Saturday of every month up at Pilgrim Congregational Church downstairs, okay. And we have programs that help authors do this kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
A quick note about the second Saturday of this month. We're going to be at the IOOF Hall instead of at Pilgrim Congregational because that is our author's fair.
Okay. Right. So in December you have another meeting. Though,
right. December is our annual Christmas potluck or holiday potluck and read around where if you've got something to read, you've got 5 minutes and boy, do we cut you off.
Okay. So then... If I, you know, okay, I've got a 60,000 word novel here. Okay, what would I do?
Well,
what would be the first thing I do? You know, I've gone over it and I've had somebody else read it. What would be the next step in having it? You know, for wanting to have it published.
A large part of the answer to that question comes in the choice you make of if you want to self-publish it or if you want to traditionally publish it.
I'd want to traditionally publish it and make them give me money.
Good luck.
You get money both ways, depending mm-hmm. on how much of the work that you want to, and not necessarily work, because you have a lot of work in front of you in both paths, but how much of the control you want to have on the product,
mm-hmm.
and the cover design and that kind of thing. If you feel like you have the skills to do it yourself, like I do, then you can self-publish. Or if you want to just give the manuscripts to an agent who can then find a traditional publisher for you, that is the more traditional option.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. what I would.
Yeah.
So, but you have to have an agent, though.
Well, it helps.
It helps.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's trying to get published with a middle school novel.
Yeah.
And she has finally, after 6 months, perfected her query letter.
Yeah, because that's...
And that goes out first.
Okay. Now, we only got like a minute left. So how do people get a hold of the Reading Writers Forum?
Facebook or readingwritersforum.com.
.com. Okay. And you're going to be down at the IOOF on November 11th?
Uh-huh. From 10 to 4.
Veterans Day from 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
You have a bunch of authors down there, and you can go on down and see what it's like.
You're right. Exactly. Okay. And talk to us and have fun. Sip a little coffee.
Sip a little coffee,
yes.
Okay. Plus, Writing Roots is giving away stuff.
Yes.
And so is Writers Forum.
Yeah, and Writers Forum. Okay. For more information, go to writersforum.com or to Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, just wander in that day.
Oh, yeah, and check out the article in the Enjoy magazine. or in the Chico newspaper for more info.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Congressman Doug Lamalfa should be calling in after the news. So we'll find out how that's going to work. We'll be right back.
Kisina Shastering.
I'm Rich Thomason. Resisting pressure to agree to a ceasefire in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu vowing to press ahead with Israel's offensive. The Prime Minister ruling out any truce until the hostages being held by Hamas have been set free. Visiting Israel, Secretary of State Blinken says more must be done to protect Palestinian civilians, or else, he says, there will be no partners for peace. The Biden administration has pressed for a pause in the fighting so more aid can flow into Gaza, but one Mideast expert says be a huge mistake.
Former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Middle East, Simone Ladine, says the administration's proposed humanitarian pause,
whatever it is they mean by that,
would only delay the inevitable, especially with a long-awaited Israeli ground offensive just getting underway.
Stopping anything right now will just drag everything on and actually result in a more intense humanitarian disaster, I think, at the end of the day.
Ladine says the most humanitarian thing to do now is to let the battle play out and come to a close as quickly as possible. Bob Agner reporting.
Hiring slowed last month. America's employers adding 150,000 jobs, a sharp decline from September. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni sees the October figure as a start of a trend.
We have data from private payroll companies, data from the regional Federal Reserve banks, and all of those different data points are showing us that things are trending down.
Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network the job market not as strong as the administration would have Americans believe. Well, it's time to fall back. Standard Time makes a return early Sunday morning. Not all, but many Americans will turn the clock back 1 hour. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 171 points, the Nasdaq ahead 131. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
The U.S. is targeting Russia with a new round of sanctions over the war in Ukraine.
The sanctions imposed by the Treasury Department on Thursday target 130 firms and individuals from China, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates. The parties are accused of helping Moscow in procuring equipment needed on the battlefield, and they include suppliers and shippers. The U.S. State Department also has imposed diplomatic sanctions targeting Russia energy production and its metals and mining sector. Donna Porter, Washington.
Anthony Albanese will soon become the first Australian prime minister in 7 years to visit China in recognition of improving bilateral relations. He arrives Saturday in Shanghai and will later meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing. China had curbed diplomatic contacts in reaction to Australian national security laws. News and analysis at townhall.com. An ally of New York City Mayor Eric Adams comes under federal scrutiny.
Agents raided the Brooklyn home of Brianna Suggs, a fundraiser and longtime confidant to Mayor Adams, who abruptly ditched a planned White House meeting and flew home from Washington. A spokesperson for the FBI confirmed that a court-authorized law enforcement action had been carried out. Neighbors said several people, some wearing FBI windbreakers, were seen entering Suggs' home. An attorney for the Adams campaign said the mayor was not contacted by authorities, that his campaign operates with the highest standards, and that it will comply with any inquiries. I'm Norman Hall.
Former President Trump is asking a federal appeals court to lift a gag order. It restricts his speech about potential witnesses, prosecutors, and court personnel. In the case, it accuses him of plotting to overturn the results of the election in 2020. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way out to the vet to pick up Odina the Winter Horse. Today, the 3rd of November, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina is at the helm of the Starship.
Good morning.
Free Fire Radio, good morning. And on the line, we have Susan Eastman with our weekly update.
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 171 points at 34,007. The S&P 500 is gaining 35 points at 4,352. The NASDAQ Composite is higher up 116 points at 13,410. Actual stocks this morning, Palantir Technology at 49 cents, trading at 18.46. Tesla, positive $2.86, trading at 221.47. Ford, up 39 cents at $10.52 per share. Bond prices are lower this morning, with the 10-year note priced at 4.52%. Over to commodities, gold is up $3 an ounce at $1,992. Silver, down 43 cents at $22.64 per ounce. And crude oil is pretty flat and trading at $81 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel, Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan.
Carl.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Everyone have a great weekend. Take care.
Bye-bye. That's Susan Eastman. She is the First Vice President of Investments for Stifel. And you can locate her at 2701 Park Manor Drive or give her a call at 530-244-7199. She knows her stuff. The weather for today is going to be sunny with a high near 79. Tonight, 30% chance of showers and a low around 57. Now, rest of the week, looks like there could be a chance of showers, mainly after 11 a.m. tomorrow, which means is the parade in the city of Shasta Lake, Veterans Day Parade, will be fine, and it happens whether it's raining or not. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, looking like we have a chance of showers. The highs around 60, in the 60s, low 60s, mid 60s, and on Tuesday, a high near 58. Wednesday is going to be sunny, but then Thursday, again, a slight chance of showers. So the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They've been there for several decades. They treat their customers as friends. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have other payment plans for people that are using their business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And we are waiting for Congressman LaMalfa to give us a call here. Who knows what's going on back there in the with Congress at this point. So let me see. The we talked about that. We talked earlier this week. We talked about that horrible crash up at Shingletown that killed three people and injured two children. Because they hit a deer up there on, yesterday on Dirks Road, I'm heading toward, from Palo Cedro to, toward Anderson. I saw two dead deer on that. I mean, one was a, not a large, kind of a fawn, bigger than a fawn, but not full grown. The other was a full grown deer. Two of them on that road. So, the deer are out, they're, moving around, especially at night. So be careful out there when you're going. It just seems like, We're just seeing so much of, you know, of animals out there, and we know people that have run into deer and have great damage to their cars. Thank goodness, no injuries to people, but it was expensive in getting the cars fixed. The Biden administration has just come out and said that schools should start loading up on Narcan because of the fentanyl crisis we have in our country. I find it somewhat sobering to hear the President of the United States say that schools should be loading up on Narcan to be able to save their students. And after I saw that, I see that in a Virginia high school in Loudoun County, which is, you know, it's a very well-off county up there. It's right next to D.C. They've had 7 opioid-related overdoses in 3 weeks. And it appears to involve fentanyl, which is disguised as oxycodone pills. That, and they're saying now 8 opioid-related overdoses at this Parkview High School. 7 of which have been reported in the past 3 weeks. 4 of the overdoses occurred in the school, and these 3 required the administration of Narcan. And 2 of these required CPR by school personnel. All the overdoses appear to involve fentanyl, which is commonly found in a form of a counterfeit 30-milligram oxycodone pill that is blue, circular, maybe stamped M30. You know, when that happens, you know, and the White House tells schools to start building up your supply of Narcan to save your students, we've reached a point there that you really have to start questioning our ability to even control this at any level. On the phone, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. You probably didn't hear me talking about it, but you up there in D.C. in Loudoun County, which is a pretty affluent county up there, 8 overdoses of opioids that they're having to use Narcan on them in schools, and the White House said for schools to start stocking up on their Narcan supplies.
And then the Chinese are putting certain stuff in this fentanyl that is resistant to Narcan, is my understanding, too.
They're you were kind of like far away when you said that. Can you say that again?
It seems the Chinese are putting certain stuff in the fentanyl that is resistant to the Narcan. The Narcan won't work. So they're really trying to kill people.
That's unbelievable. Here we are with where the White House is telling schools to load up with Narcan because we can't control the fentanyl that's coming into our country.
It's unbelievable they can't connect the dots, or maybe they do and they just don't care. It's unbelievable how bad these guys act. And the voters are putting up with it, you know. That we should have had a stronger firewall in the Republican House, and we should have had a Republican Senate that could see, you know, when voters can see where is this coming from. We lost your Senate races in Arizona and Georgia and all these that would have been able to help us to pass legislation or fund or defund bad things that we could be doing along our border, you know. And so, I mean, you know, a lot of it lies at the feet of the voters for just buying into the nonsense in these state elections. They got Fetterman in Pennsylvania. That's a winnable state. Georgia was winnable. Arizona was winnable. A couple other I'm forgetting about. You know, we could have had these Senate seats. We could have had a slim Republican majority. We should have had a stronger one in the House. And instead, because this narrow majority, we spent 3 weeks wasting time on getting rid of Speaker McCarthy. And, you know, finally we chose a new speaker after several didn't make it. And I'll say Mike Johnson is a really good guy, okay? Really good guy. As bitter as I was about the McCarthy deal, I actually have a really good feeling about Johnson going forward here, so...
Well, how did Johnson, who got elected in 2017, rise to the top so fast, Congressman? I mean, everybody voted for him. How does that happen?
You know, we went through approximately 14 different candidates ran with, you know, Steve Scalise was kind of first out of the chute, then was Jim Jordan, and then a group of eight guys stepped up when Jordan didn't make it after several votes, and then none of them got the required number, so that, and then another group of five ran after that. Johnson was in those last two groups. So Mike polled second in the group of eight. It was like 117-97 amongst the conference votes. And Tom Emmer was the leading guy. He's the House Whip. But he couldn't get over the top when the whole conference was up or down on him alone, you know, in our process. He couldn't get to 217. There was about 30 guys and gals that weren't willing to go for Emmer, so they had to go start over again. And so Johnson had come in second in that one, and so he was in the group of five, and he quickly rose to the top in the group of five on the last vote. And finally, when he was the designee, that's when we have a roll call vote. Every member goes down. He got all 220. He got all of our votes at that point that were present at that time of night. And so it was affirmed on the House floor the next day with all 220 Republicans voting for him. So did he move fast? Yeah, but he's been pretty active in the conference. He's led the charge on our communications, and he's very sharp in the Judiciary Committee. So he kind of became seen as the right guy at the right time. And, you know, things happen strangely sometimes and how things develop. And in this case here, you know, I kind of joke around with some of the guys, like, I wonder what the over and under betting odds were on Mike Johnson becoming Speaker 6 months ago, you know.
Yeah, he could have cleaned up. Well, you know, the fact is he got all the votes and got a unanimous there that he must have either not done anything to irritate people, or that he's done it in such a way that people could say, you know what, I can get behind him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you had he doesn't
really rub people the wrong way, but he's firm in what he believes in his belief system, you know, and that's good, because he's got a very strong faith, and he's not going to cram it down people's throats, but it's not going to run away from it. You know, he said basically the Bible is what informs him on right and wrong and policy in that sense, you know, but that doesn't mean he's going to be, what would you call, letting that dominate. People always worry about, you know, separation of church and state and all that stuff. Well, that's a misnomer anyway. But everybody has a belief system as far as their core. So where do you draw from? You draw it from your Christianity, or from, you know, Gaia, or from, you know, trees or whatever. You know, it's got to come from somewhere, right?
Everybody's got a belief system. It's just, yep. You know, and a lot of people aren't going to agree on it. But, hey, Congressman, we have to take a two-minute break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Okay. Win a Sundance Spa on November 9th at the VFW in Anderson, sponsored by the local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, the Shasta County Gun Owners. There's never been a more important time to celebrate American patriotism and the Second Amendment. $40 gets you an amazing dinner by Rockin' P and a chance to win a Sundance Spa. Live auction and drawing items include CCW classes, guns, desserts, and more. Tickets available at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas in Jones Fork. Call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
ready for an adrenaline-packed showdown like no other at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Saturday, November 11th, Fight Night will bring you the excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. This action-packed night sells out fast. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Detro's.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and Congressman LaMalfa has been telling us about our new Speaker Johnson, and what are his priorities? I know that he passed an Israeli funding bill without it being tied to the Ukrainian bill. At least I think that's what happened. So what are his priorities?
Well, they're all the above that you would hope. It's really we got that Israeli piece done yesterday, and that'll be $14 billion that is being offset. It isn't just spending out of thin air.
Right.
Offset from the 87,000 agents IRS wanted to hire to check out your Venmo $601 transactions, right? So $14 billion right off the top there for something that's good. And what's interesting is watching the Democrats vote against this, basically favoring the IRS over Israel, which is that'll be some fun explaining when they go back home. But you know, with the amount of anti-Semitism you see going on, college campuses around the country and here and there, right here in this town about 3 weeks ago when they blocked off Independence Avenue for a Hamas march, we're in a pretty grave time here. But so Israel's an important part. Our border is a top priority, and he's engaged. We're all engaged on trying to make something happen there. Even Biden's starting to crack on the issue, I think.
Well, I read something. So, I read something from the Homeland Security that so many people, it was this. The same amount of people were allowed into the United States as the birth rate of the United States, including 400,000 people who are here illegally. I mean, it's how much longer can we continue to have people? I'm sorry, what?
I mean, I said at the top, if people vote for people that allow this is what we get. So, you know, the U.S. Senate was something we could have done something about, 2022. With flipping a majority there, but they put people like Fetterman in, the guy from Arizona, and the guy in Georgia. These are horrible candidates and terrible senators. And our House majority is the only thing that's putting the brakes on a lot of really, really bad policy around here. Yet, you know, with this narrow majority we have, if five Republicans go astray, then that empowers the Democrats. And we saw that with the Speaker deal. It only took a handful
And all of a sudden, we were spending 3 weeks getting a different speaker, even though McCarthy was doing a really great job of hewing to the things that we were trying to get done anyway. You know, we've done Parents' Bill of Rights. We've done battling IRS, defunding IRS, trying to work through having fiscally responsible spending bills, such as, you know, we got another appropriation bill done today. So that's good. It's good we're doing appropriations bills instead of just doing omnibus or, you know, a lesser version, they call it a minibus around here. Continuing resolutions that just keep last year's spending and fast forward it for, you know, that period of time. We had to do a CR, as we call it, a couple weeks ago because the government was about to have a shutdown on that Saturday at midnight, you know. So we don't like doing that, but the way I justify it, I guess, is that it extends the time we can do the proper way of getting these appropriations bills done. Appropriations are debated, you know, in the daylight, on TV, in committee, in front of people. Whereas when you have these CRs, or especially omnibuses, man, it's just last minute, throw things in there. The lobbyists come out of the woodwork and say, hey, do you think we get this tossed into the omnibus, you know, and it's because you're on a crunch because of, you know, a fiscal deadline. You know, again, we faced that with the possibility of government shutdown just a few weeks ago, that we added 45 days to the previous budget, which, you know, again, you hold your nose, but you do it because it does allow us to do the proper thing instead of a long-term CR or an omnibus, like trying to get at, that would say, oh, we'll just do it for the end of the year. You know, that's what happened last year under the Pelosi era, and what made me mad then is that some of the Republican senators actually went for that, and so we didn't have any chance to touch the budget or spending from last December until the end of the fiscal year in October this year. So what I want, you know, people to understand, you want the appropriation process to work. So we have, six of the 12 bills done as of today, next week, or no, seven, because we had a small one, yeah. So 7 out of 12 are done. We still have 5 more to do, and we have until November 17th. When this 45-day CR expires, to try and get as much as we can done.
Now,
hopefully 2 or 3 more, and it'll be the smaller stuff at the end. So,
okay, so that means then you'll have the whole appropriations bill put together, and then it passes on.
Yeah, pass it over to the Senate. Yeah.
Okay, so, and then so that's not a continuing resolution. That's nothing.
Honestly, we're going to run out of time on it. We're going to need another CR because the Senate doesn't move very quickly over there either. So. We'll probably need another temporary CR to allow the Senate to complete it, come back to a conference, which is made of, you know, Senate will have their own ideas. The Senate's over there doing, I think, minibuses right now, so mini omnibuses. And that's just not as transparent, but they just, you know, want it off the table, I guess. So we will have to do what conference committee means. Members from the Senate and the House of both parties get in a room and try and see what they can live with when you merge the two. And so that's going to take some time. There has to be something agreeable to both, and then we get it to the president. But at least there's process. It's in the light of day when we do appropriations and not an omnibus catch-all. So,
are we going to be nibbling at the deficit?
We're definitely trying to. When we had when we did the continuing resolution, you know, the one we're in right now for the 45 days, that was done on Saturday. We actually had a Friday one that had 8% spending reductions amongst a big part of the discretionary budget. Exempt was military and exempt was veterans in that, okay? But the rest of it had an 8%. And the same guys that didn't like McCarthy were some of the same ones that didn't vote for that bill, which then forced us onto Saturday. Like, we only had, you know, 16 hours left before government shutdown. Okay? And now, to a lot of people, like, well, good, shut the mother down. We don't like this government and all that. Well, that does feel good to say, but at the end of the day, that means military doesn't get paid during that time. That means contractors that are doing work, you know, building highways, levees, dams, buildings, you know, government buildings you may or may not need. You know, all that stuff's come to a grinding halt. And then when that happens, is that they're not going to sit around there with their men and their people and their equipment doing nothing, they're going to demobilize and go do other jobs that aren't waiting for a paycheck. So what happens when you remobilize? It costs a whole bunch more money. And then within a government shutdown, too, is that, guess what? The federal workers are going to get paid anyway. So, like, wow, they're going to get even more paid vacation, because that's what it boils down to. It's not like, even though they're not at work, that you're going to save money that way. So, you know, there's just no win in a government shutdown. So this isn't me becoming a Washington swamp rat that has been converted into that. I see what the effects are, and it isn't good on contractors. It's not good on, you know, somehow saving money because federal agencies aren't. But I'd love to see the EPA spend a lot more time closed, a lot of other regulators too, you know. But and then, of course, our military people not getting paid. They're already low paid, and some of them have to be on food stamps because of what they're getting paid, you know. So there's nothing good about a government shutdown, even though it might sound like or feel good in theory.
I thought the military did get paid.
We're going to do a less good one on Saturday versus one on Friday, three or four weeks ago. And so we're probably going to have to do another one and tack on a little more time, finish the appropriations, I'm going to guess, because I don't imagine the Senate's going to move that quickly.
So you think the budget will be done, all the appropriations, and the budget will be done by the end of the year?
The House Republicans are bound and determined to get it done before Christmas, all of them. I think that's certainly feasible. But, again, we have to agree on stuff, too. We have to be able to, if it's going to be Republican-only votes on it, then we have to agree amongst ourselves. And that's where we hung ourselves, was on not getting the appropriations done during the summer when we had a lot more time. Because, you know, some of the same guys said, well, the cuts aren't deep enough. There's not enough this or not enough that. Like, well, this is what we think we can get at this time. You know, here's the reality. We have a hostile Senate over there across the building. We have a hostile White House towards the things that we're doing. So let's take bites that we can achieve. Instead, we get nothing, and we get shutdowns. And when you have shutdowns or a threat of shutdowns, you get less of a good deal. You get a bad deal, you know.
Yeah.
So you have to know at what point you're going to start harming your cause, start harming your effort.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an imprecise deal, but, you know, you do what you can, you know, right or wrong. And I don't say I'm batting 1,000 on right or wrong either, but I make the best decisions I can when we're in the midst of it. So.
We're with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We're going to take a 2-minute break. And when we come back, Congressman, I'd like to talk about what's going on over in Israel. We're having strikes against our American troops. The amount, just what's the take on it back there? Because we're seeing a lot of things from representatives that could be construed almost as supporting Hamas from some of the elected representatives.
Yeah, plenty of that.
Okay, we're going to take a 2-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply.
a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Welcome back to Pre-Pi Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling the Dubai Lenders is on our way down to the vet this morning. Pick up Odina the Wonder Horse. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. The only place I've had my haircut since I moved to the North State. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478. I work it out on my time, or you can just kind of stop by. If they have an opening, you can get a great haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Got to get you down there, Congressman.
What are you saying? Hair too long?
Well, you know, sometimes it's shorter than others.
Yeah. It's really a lot of the matter of when I get a haircut.
Hey, when we left, you know, something, the Marine Command down in Florida on that canceled the Marine Corps ball because of everybody's deploying out of, you know, for the Mideast. This thing with Israel's been going on for, it's pretty close to a month right now. Any surprises? It seemed to have surprised Israel that they did not have an indicator that Hamas had that much strength and could hit that hard. So, what about back there?
Well, that's hard to tell because you got the media out there reporting that Israel did know and they wanted it to happen so they could get into a battle. So, you know, that's probably a little disingenuous. But
I don't believe that.
Was there preparedness what it should be? That's still to be determined because I would have the perception that Israel is going to be about as ready as any group of people in the world for what could come at them, you know, because when you're surrounded by a billion people that hate you like that on all sides, then I would think they would be pretty up to snuff. But, you know, you heard stories of people on those powered gliders coming in, you know, just flying over their border and their fence.
Well, they came up and using bulldozers to get through. You know, the thing about it is that what I found very impressive was that they mobilized 300,000 people in like 3 days. And, I mean, they showed up and they were ready to fight. I thought that was very telling that their reserve system works.
That does work. I think they're well trained in that country, and it's existential for them. You know, they all have to be, you know, of a mindset that anything can happen at any time. And when I visited there several years ago, we were more in the southern part of the country, not terribly far from where Gaza was, and you know, we had lunch with some locals there, and they were, you know, describing what their life is, and they basically live under a 15-second rule that within 15 seconds they need to be able to be in shelter someplace. Because that's about a time, that the bad guys can launch a rocket and somebody could detect it, and that you would have to get to the best shelter that you're near, you know, whether it might be just hiding next to a car or a true shelter or, you know, what have you. So that's the life they live over there. And, you know, they're adjusted to it. I don't know what mental stress that would be, but, you know, over here you'd have everybody on some type of Prozac or something over having to think that way. But it's, you know, over there they deal with it. They live with it.
Well, you do. That's
so
part
they're,
of it.
They're very strong, and I don't know if a lot of Americans could even be strong enough to deal with something like that the way things are going these days, and everybody don't know what their gender is or anything else. So it's just, you know, I worry about what we'd be ready to do when crunch time comes. And with these guys in the White House and all their staff, all their team, we don't have the type of preparedness. I'm just certain that, you know, China's assessing us right now. Of course, Russia is in the Middle East, and you know, we keep projecting weakness like this. And,
do you think this Hamas thing? I mean, the Iranians are behind it. They're behind Hezbollah and all this. I think the world knows that. Do you think this is just a?
And the Russians aren't farther behind. Aren't a whole lot farther behind them.
No. Well.
Or China.
So is this like the start of something, you know, we're going to see how they react to this. And then if you got Hezbollah threatening to come in on the other side and, all, you know, the other border. We've had Americans injured in attacks from Syria. What's the thought on that? Are we going to go back and, you know, level that part of the world?
Well, a smarter strategist than me will be assessing that, but there has to be a point there where a price is paid for doing that. You know, I mean, I know a lot of Americans are withdrawing from the area, which is bad in of itself that we can't be there and be part of it, you know, diplomacy or do what we normally do. But it's wise to get them out of there and not have them be victims or even become hostages or such.
Well, we had over, 200 Americans killed in this Hamas attack? Something like that.
It's way more than it should be. I don't know today's number, but it's just, it's a...
It comes down
to leadership again, Carl.
Yeah.
And if you don't have forthright leadership in office here, you know, as from our commander-in-chief all through the ranks here, I mean, I'm glad to see Milley retiring from the Pentagon there, because that guy's all worried about the wrong things, but it's disconcerting. Go ahead.
Were you surprised by all the marches in this country that were in support of Hamas and the anti-Semitism we're seeing on campuses and all that? I have to say,
yeah, surprised, but not completely surprised. On the other hand, because you know we keep the gates open for people like that to come in here, you know. Again, there was a gal just 20 feet away from the Capitol building protesting that America is shame on America because of what's going on in Gaza and such, that somehow it's our fault or Israel's fault that those people are taking water pipe that was donated to them to help build water systems, converting them to cheap rockets that require expensive Iron Dome missiles to knock down, you know. So that's part of the problem, is that they can do on the cheap, randomly, and with seemingly on the world stage, little consequence. Because it's the Israelis causing this, and you know, I mean, when Israelis target where the bombs or the rockets are coming from, oh, there's kids nearby, there's hospitals, there's schools, it's just, well, they're using those as human shields, and Israel will, you know, fly over and dump leaflets out, warning them that we're going to bomb you in 8 hours, something like that. And they do it very surgically, but it just falls on deaf ears. And the media is very disingenuous in this, as well as we're kind of alluding to several of the Democrats over here.
Well, the New York Times published that article that it was the Israelis that had destroyed the hospital, and they were relying on the Hamas press corps for their information, and had to come back and, you know, retract the whole story. So
rocket shot by Hamas, right? That actually hit the parking lot, from what I understand. So.
You know, yeah, that's what I read too. But I'm seeing Jewish students on campuses being surrounded by these fascist Hamas people. I mean, surrounded by them, and on a nation's campus. And if that had been a person of color, a woman, whatever, the blowback would have been immediate. And yet we're not seeing that. I don't understand this whole concept.
The brazen anti-Semitism is just breathtaking with how they're getting away with it, and there's some pushback, but the media is not reporting it properly. It's
People have to pay attention. And a big part of that, I keep coming back to, is elections. That's something that people can do to help change the stage that we're playing on here. And if we don't get it right in 2024, you know, if we put these bad guys back into the White House, if we, you know, the House has its share of issues lately here, the U.S. House, with, you know, we had an embarrassment with this dumb speaker battle. So are the voters going to say, nah, we're taking that majority away from you, we're going to give it over to Democrats?
I think the Republican Party has to unite on a couple of things, the economy and the border. If they could all agree on that, you know, I think that that could be a winning combination.
Yeah.
Think that'll happen?
It would be. Employing our people, putting America first, it's not that complicated.
Well.
To stand up and talk about what we vows, we get name called, we get, you know, like, all you care about is money, or you don't care about this group of people, that group of people, or you're inhumane by not letting, millions of people come into our country. It's like, no, you don't understand, because our sovereignty is at stake here. And it's really discouraging, Carl, really, really discouraging that our general public is willing to put up with
Well, I think that the American public is, when they paid 20% more this year for Halloween candy, the price of gas skyrocketing, our national oil supply depleted, all the stuff that's going on. If I would hope that the Republicans could come up with a group of people that are going to be running this year and those issues, that I think the people do care. I think the border is a big thing for a lot of people when they see the numbers. Nobody even knows where the people are going to. I mean, there's millions of people here in the United States that nobody knows how they get there. I mean,
millions, Carl, millions.
Millions, that's what I said. You know, millions of people are in here in the United States, but nobody knows where they went.
Well, because I visited the border and watched how it works. And, you know, we all know, we've read about it too, that they basically send a welcome wagon to the gaps in the border to pick people up so they can get them processed quicker and easier. And then move them along. Oh, please come back within 2 years for your hearing on whether you have an asylum case or not. Are you kidding me? They don't have an asylum case because most of these folks are seeking economic opportunity. They're not because they're being persecuted. That's overblown, and you know the Democrats love talking about that way, and the non-government organizations, the charities that make a ton of money, administering this aid and placing people and all that. That's one of the dirty little secrets not talked about a lot either. Is that
there's a lot of money involved in this. Of course there is. So
religious charities and others are helping to undermine our sovereignty because they get paid, and they're kind of dirty on this too.
Well, hey, give me two more minutes here, and then we come back. Let's talk about some good things that are happening, like the taxes on fire victims and other things that you see coming that are going to be helpful to our nation and up here in the North State. Give me two more minutes here. We'll be right back.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has strived to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 18 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 3rd of November, 8:49 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day today. I want to remind everybody about the City of Shasta Lake Big Veterans Day Parade tomorrow. It starts at 10 o'clock. Plenty of parking out there. Great parade, over 100 entries, rain or shine. We're going to have that parade, and then I'll be announcing from one of the stands up there. So, our guest today is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and so many things happening in the world, and a lot of it's negative, but there's some good things that are happening also coming out of Capitol Hill. Congressman, would you like to, you know, talk about some of those?
Well, we did pass that to Israel resolution yesterday to get aid to Israel in their battle they're having, because for example, if they're those Iron Dome missiles are not cheap, and we want to be able to see Israel defend herself from this just incredible onslaught from Hamas in the south to Hezbollah in the north, and who knows what's coming with Iran being the aggressor. So another measure we just passed a while ago was to make it where Iran, we're trying to sanction others that would buy Iranian oil, and discourage that as much as we can, so they don't have an economy that they can turn right back into terrorism activities like they're doing towards Israel and towards even the Saudis and towards Yemen. So they're the great purveyor of terror and activity. And at some point, we're going to have to contemplate, when they actually go nuclear, what are we going to do to stay ahead of that? Because a nuclear Iran is a very dangerous thing. So got that out today. We did one of the appropriations bills got done. I had a couple of amendments to that as well to move things in the right direction. BLM, for example, is proposing to tie up a bunch of land in our area in Northern California here that wouldn't be useful to anybody. So I had an amendment that would prevent them from expending funds to do that. And so we've been chipping away at a lot of good things since we finished our silly speaker battle. So, it's looking up a lot more, and I think we're on a good track in the House here.
Okay. I thought I saw a press release about, and we may have already talked about this, about the people that receive funds aren't going to be taxed on them from the fires.
Yeah, that was the bill that passed through committee yesterday.
Okay.
Went through the Ways and Means Committee. We've been working on that for a long time. It's a bipartisan bill. We worked closely with Mike Thompson from down there in the wine country. And so it was a great bipartisan bill. We got 38-0 on the votes in committee there, and we're going to try and get it moved directly to the floor under what's called the suspension vote, which requires 2/3 votes, but it's able to bypass a lot of other process on debate and further committee work, since we've already shown that it's got such strong bipartisan support.
And what does this do exactly? What does this do exactly for people that may not know anything about the bill?
Sure. Okay, the victims of the Camp Fire and several other fires around Northern California that won awards from damages from PG&E utility, that those damages, that money is subject to tax by the IRS.
So, and you want to know the real kicker to that is that the attorney's fees that everybody has to pay in order to get that money, which generally can be 30% to 33% of the money, you know, which I don't get. You know, every single fire victim, I think it's $70,000, has to retain an attorney to get this to run it through a process. I don't know why, other than the attorneys that led the lawsuit at the high level, the state level, those are the ones, okay, they should get the big money, right? But every single attorney gets a third of the damages of just a regular person. You know, that should be more perfunctory, like a much smaller number, just a fee or whatever to help them with the paperwork. But anyway, those fees would be subject to taxation, but the fire victim has to pay it first before the money then goes tax-free to the attorney. I mean, can you even imagine how outrageous that is?
It is outrageous.
So this bill corrects it being a taxable event to begin with, and that it shouldn't be the people shouldn't be paying the taxes on the attorney income part either. So, so that passed. So we're really pleased by that. So people that were that received damages and what's called the Camp Fire, I believe the Zog Fire, and several in the wine country. And then other legislation was added to it from our initial bill around the country. There's certain instances where people are get caught in that vice in, you know, some of the tornado areas, the hurricane areas, or flood like that. So it really enjoyed a lot more support when we were able to package up with some of the other regions around the country and some of their disaster issues they have. So I'm hoping, I expect, we can get it to the House floor very quickly. I hope we can do it on suspension, which will move it that much faster, get it over the Senate side. Maybe they'll move with lightning speed, and we'll get it done in time. We were able to get a extension for filing taxes out of the IRS. Initially this year, they did a good thing in that people that lived in disaster-affected counties, they waived their taxes being due the normal April 15th until October 16th. I think it affected, if I remember right, 50 out of 58 California counties. And so people had a lot more time to get their taxes in and such. Well, that, again, expiring October 16th, that put people back in a vulnerable position. Do we pay them or not on the fire victim damages that came from PG&E?
Uh-huh.
So we asked for an extension for that, for those instances there, and we'd ask to be through April. They gave us 1 month. Through November. Hey, we're grateful for that. And I don't say thank you to the IRS very often, but we're grateful for that. So depending how quickly we can move the bill off our floor through the Senate to the President's desk, we may have to, you know, do a little calculation there and decide we're going to have to ask them for another month because it won't quite move quickly enough. So we'll be assessing that probably end of next week when we see how quickly or not quickly the bill continues to go. So, because we don't want fire victims to, you know, have to pay a tax that they shouldn't have had to and then wait a long time for a refund should the bill be successful.
You know,
or if they don't pay it, then the IRS is going to come after them for, you know, being late, for paying penalties or not disclosing that part. So it'd be good to have it. And it'll actually save the IRS effort, too, if they would allow us this extension. Because they won't have people filing the wrong way, you know, either paying too much and then having to go through a whole refund process or not paying enough in case it remains taxable for some bad reason and that they shorted it and they're going to get interest and penalties on that. Maybe, who knows, maybe prosecution, but probably not at least that. So,
well, that's good news. I mean, that really is good news.
It's really good.
And it's,
so it's step one. I mean, we're not done yet by a mile, but it's
no,
at
but
least,
you
at
got
least moving.
It's bipartisan. You get 38-0, and then you get it on the floor. I'm sure people are going to support this, and so it helps out. And it's not just up here, but it's, you know, other places that have had floods or tornadoes and fires. I mean, there's no way they should have to pay taxes on it. I mean, just the cost of replacing what they lost, and the prices have gone up astronomically. So, anyway.
You're right.
Hey, we appreciate you being with us, Congressman, as usual, every month, being able to find out what's going on.
Did we already burn through the hour there, Carl?
We sure did.
Okay.
Hey, are you gonna be at the parade tomorrow?
You gonna have the Marine birthday here pretty soon?
A week from today, we got like about 270 people coming,
Where are you holding that at?
It's gonna be at Wind River. They treat us really well there. 248th birthday. Even though the Southcom had to down there in Florida had to cancel their birthday because they're moving all their troops and everything.
You were saying that, yeah. You got to have. Yeah. So let's see. That'll be what is that?
It's a week from
Saturday
today.
Night, or
no, it's a week from today. No, we take Veterans Day to recover from the Marine Corps birthday.
Before. I was thinking the day after, the day before Veterans Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, sir, thanks a lot for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Too. Have a great weekend.
All right. We'll see you soon. Okay, we've got what? How long we got? 30 seconds.
20 seconds.
20 seconds. Okay, everybody, a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Don't forget that parade. And next week they're going to be lighting up the Sundial Bridge. Have a great weekend and God bless America.
Casey Nash, Astoring.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.